We are ready.
Okay, call a meeting to order. We'll call at 5:30, 17:30. Meeting is in order. Let's take the roll. Our chairman is excused absent. And on this subject, send a little positive mental energy for our chairman. Frank Leo?
Present.
Mike Normand?
Here.
Lawrence Stone?
Present.
Louis Pollock, liaison?
Here.
Myself, I am here. Ben Lepley? Absent. Stephen Day?
I'm here.
Okay, and Jesus?
Here.
Staff liaison. Okay, at this time, we will have call to the public, and we have someone, and I can't see your name, but...
Monica Patience.
Yeah, I'm here.
Monica, okay.
Okay.
Okay, come on up.
You can just do, there's no microphone.
Okay, this is for this. I kind of hate to come here all the time, but... You know that they painted the rails red on 206 OK Street where I live back on 3/11/2019. It's about 7 months ago. And I was talking to various people, and about a month ago, they painted them silver again. So I was very happy about that. What's happened now this week, somebody has polished down that silver so the red shows through. And so now they are red again, and I know the neighbors have done that. And I was parked there today, and he was out there taking a picture of the car and everything. But so anyhow, I put the house on the market, and it's I already got somebody who wants to buy it. So, but I mean, you gotta. This is going to be something that's going to go on forever. I don't really want to leave there, but I can't live with the because I made my enemy won't be with my neighbors from all this. They feel that I'm encroaching on their properties, and I'm not supposed to park there. I live longer there than any of the people. I've been there 20 years, and most of these people that are there have been there less than five, probably less than four or three. But anyhow, that's what is happening. The silver is gone, and they have polished it down, so it's not really bright red as it was, but it looks red. And
it's fine. A picture fell down.
So maybe I'm thinking of actually painting it myself silver again, or maybe not, because then we'll just paint over it through. So I'm done. Thank you.
I'll address that to the committee. We had a work order that we put in to I met with Ben there at her place, and we studied what we could do for Ms. Patience. We decided that we were going to paint a portion of the red so that she could have an area to park. It wasn't painted correctly. And so I did speak with a neighbor. I assume I don't recall the name of the person. They called and put in a citizen's request on our iWork program. I called him and let him know what was going on, that it was not Miss Patience that painted. He was under the impression she did it. Said no, we did it as under a work order, and it wasn't done correctly. I already have a work order to paint it back correctly, so there's there was all not all the way up to the front, but they were still going to give you some space. I have a meeting scheduled with this neighbor for Monday, so we can talk about the issue. So just to give you an update on what's going on with that.
So it sounds like, I'm sorry, the outcome will be a satisfactory.
Well, I hope so. I'm gonna meet with the neighbor and explain. In fact, Miss Patience's property line actually goes beyond that retaining wall. So I think it's like 4 feet.
It goes
beyond 4 feet.
So it's really my wall.
So it's about where she's parking is about half in her property, half in the city property. So I'll explain that when I meet with the neighbor.
And may I say that they've taken away that survey pin? It was right there in the street. That's gone.
That's okay.
Did you ever, just curiosity question.
Sure.
Did you ever finish that driveway?
I'm planning on it.
Okay.
Thank you. I still, it's gone back and forth. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But we
had relocated a water service there so she could have a driveway.
It hasn't been relocated yet.
Yes, it has. We moved that service. There's a box there, but it's just a house valve. The actual meter and the service are up closer to the main.
Okay.
It has been moved, yes, ma'am.
All right, okay, good enough. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I'm very thankful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're done with our call to the public. Let's get on here to old business. Item number one. Discussion on where we are on the Tombstone Canyon project.
I don't know what the last. Remember, we've been talking about this for a while. I don't remember. Did I mention that I got the proposal from what was it? I can't think of the name. Where they came in and they were about $200,000 less than. Tucson Asphalt,
yeah.
And then I asked them to phase it, and I mentioned that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after that, there is no update on that. We're still waiting. There is no update. That's where we're at right now.
Okay. One thing in our last work session, I asked you if you were contemplating if it wouldn't be better to just get on. Push it off till the following year.
That's definitely a consideration.
You said that you were looking at that option.
Yes, that's definitely a consideration because the material that I can't think of the name of it, Sunland Asphalt. The material that they put down, they can't put down when the night temperatures get below 55 degrees, which we're already there, so they can't do it until we're spring, and. So that's a consideration because we wouldn't be able to put it down until maybe late April, May. And at that point, we're only a month and a half away from getting into our new fiscal year. So that might make sense for us to hold off and do it all at one time.
Well, this is just my take on it, guys. Is that experience over the years has taught me when you try to force something to happen, you end up really creating problems for yourself. Try to push the envelope too hard. And secondly, funding is so precious to us. It's so hard to come by that we can't afford to make mistakes. If we spend money, we got to get a dollar and a dime out of every dollar we spend. So that's kind of where we are. So I, as just an individual member of this committee, would have no problem with the director readjusting his calendar to next year for that. I think we'd be better served all the way around. Just my opinion.
Okay.
Anybody else got a comment? Anything they want to say on this subject? Because we're probably not going to really bring this subject up until we're ready to plan and work again in the following year. So, it's anybody? Lou?
wise words on your part.
Okay, well, Stevie boy?
No, I'm just...
If waiting until next year, probably could be better. Yeah, I mean, it's been the way it's been for the past.
Is there like the contractors I hire, if you called them today and said you wanted it done, you know, immediately, they'd be out in 6 weeks? So, you know, so we may have already missed that opportunity.
Well, it is. My wife is, watches her little thing on her phone religiously, and it's down in the 30s this day, boys. Okay. Paving update. Mr. Director, where are we?
There really is no update right now. We're at the point where it's getting too cold for us to pave. And so we finished the terraces. We have that list that I provided to you all. If we do wait for the tombstone, waiting to do Tombstone Canyon next fiscal year, we have a good chunk of money that we'll be able to do the entire list that we put together. And I know that I still get phone calls. I got a phone call for O'Hara and Oak, and they just explained that. He said it's getting a little cold for, it's too cold for us now to pave. So that's where we're at. There really is no update, but except for that, if Tombstone Canyon gets pushed back, we'll most likely be able to get all of that done in the springtime.
I've got a comment to make, a little bit of humor mixed in with it. I went up to the top of the Cherokee House the other weekend, up to Rustler's Park, and the roads were rough. But the other day, I turned off Arizona Street onto Briggs. Okay, Forest Service roads are freeways compared to that section. I'm serious. Okay, I'm serious. That's a public embarrassment.
That one and D'Autremont are number one and number two on that list.
And I made an observation to the chairman, and I don't understand why the city of Bisbee isn't overwhelmed with tort claims for damage. You know, and I'm experienced with this because years ago when we lived in Idaho, my wife was executive secretary to the Idaho State Director of Insurance. And you could bet like clockwork, if they did a chip seal down a road, boy, the following day, picture window, triple frame, bullet pane, you know, you gotta pay. They were just,
we have regulations,
you know, and how we get away with it here, I don't know, man, but we are lucky. One of these days, a systems player, they're called, is going to turn in a really good claim, and we're going to be hung out to dry. It could happen to us. So,
you know, I talked to Andy about that, and there is some clause somewhere that literally says you cannot sue the city if a pothole damages your car or it's caused by infrastructure. There is some great, the reason it's not happening is because people can't. They really don't have a way to do it. I said, you're kidding me. He's going, no. And I went, no, there isn't. You cannot sue the city for damages to your car caused by failing infrastructure. For some reason, it's in the charter.
Well, I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it too, because that's what you're doing with that. I'd like that verified, because it just doesn't fly right with me.
If some, well, yeah. Some
your flagpole falls over on my car, I expect to get car.
Some starving ambulance chaser's liable to come in here and make a scene.
I know it's the case, because that gal got her car filled with sewage at one time.
We got
so
our financial update. Now, next to item number three. And we don't have Lorena's chart.
No, I have you. I gave you all the financial update from our finance director.
Yeah.
Lorena, as you mentioned, this is going to be more accurate for our entire budget. So we can go to, this is the financial update through September. If we just go over to the second page, we'll start there. We can see that if you mentioned at the end on our HERF tax, we've received already 71.4% of the projected that we were supposed to get, and we're only 25% of the way through. So we're way ahead on our income on that, our revenues, I should say. The 1% sales tax is probably the next one we want to look at. That one, we are at 25.3 at 25%, so projected right on. The other ones, these are pavement cuts. The pavement cuts fees, those are come from our right-of-way permits. Whenever anybody goes and does a cut on a road that is within, I believe, like 5 years, there's different levels with that right-of-way permit. We're required to pay a fee if they cut into a new road. It's mostly intended to deter cutting our roads. We'd rather you try to bore or something, but if it is absolutely necessary, that's where we get that. So we're already at 100% there. If we go over to the third page, this is our expenditures. Obviously there's a whole lot of line items here. First few there are deal with our employees. Let's see here. Going through, I'm just going to pick out something that stands out. You see, maybe our telephone and taxes is a little bit high. That's mostly because we upgraded everybody's phone to iPhones for our iWork program. So everybody has an iPhone now. Let's see here. 86, what is that? Oh, there's one, it's 86.8. That's equipment and furniture. That budget is $1,000 anyway, and we spent $867. I probably think that's our administrative assistant secretaries. We purchased some new desks for them, so we're trying to get let's see, anything else. Shows our street repair. What is this? This could be real. Oh, that's our, you know what, street repair material is our cold mix. I have to look at that. I don't understand why we've used so much of that. If you go up one, the street repair materials, that's our $500,000 for our 1% sales tax. We're at 32.9% through September, and we're at 25, so that means that we've got a good chunk to be able to finish up what we got. There's a repair and maintenance other. Again, that's at 67.5%. That's a small line item, $1,000. We spent $675. I couldn't even tell you what that is, but for $675, it can go through pretty quick. Other than that, I don't see anything else that sticks out to me. If anybody has any questions about it.
I do.
Okay.
Item number 21-40-135-00, subscriptions and memberships. Is that professional periodicals?
No, it's not periodical. That's, in fact, that line item has zero in it.
Yeah.
What that line item is intended for is for memberships to professional organizations. So, for example, I'm a member of the American Public Works Association.
We pay your dues.
Yes, you pay the dues. Mr. Gurney, the operations manager, he just recently became a member of SWANA. I don't remember exactly what that stands for, the acronym, but it's a solid waste professional organization. So he's actually just went to that. So it's for professional organizations. Our streets department, all of our guys are now members of IMSA, the International Municipal Signal Association. That includes traffic signs and markings, and you know, we don't have any signals, so they probably won't get a signal certification, but they will be getting certified in signs and markings. Yes, we'll use that line item for that. Okay.
On the financial update, I thought Lou was going to check to see with City Council about the law exactly as it was voted.
Mayor.
the mayor?
Yes, and I was asked to ask him if you could get a legal review from my lawyer on that issue. And I got silence. Question was asked, but I didn't get an answer.
Well, you know, every law that I've ever been familiar with had kind of a number associated with it. You know, Arizona, this, you know, 200, you know, subcode 24.
So it's Proposition 401, wasn't it? Something like that?
Was it Proposition 401?
It was a Proposition 401.
No, that's,
I ran the campaign to get people to vote for that.
And I
know what we sold the public, and what we sold the public, that 1% was only to be used for repaving and necessary things, because HERF funds, which have changed now, took care of all the regular maintenance.
I'll be happy to answer the question.
Yeah, and there's another issue too, because somebody complained a few years into this about that money being directly dispersed into the general fund. The state said, no, that's supposed to have a separate fund, because it's earmarked, it can only be used for certain things. It cannot be combined with other funds. It has to be maintained and accounted for separately, which I see a problem with this on. And that might run you into some, it's not, I'm not gonna complain about it, but
well,
1% sales tax can be used for certain things. There's no itemization saying we spent this much money on salaries because those persons spent this much time working repaving a street. That's what's lacking in this report. Because if somebody really wanted to start scrutinizing, then well, how can we determine whether that 1% sales tax, any of that money was actually used to, say, open a gravesite or not, if it's not itemized as coming directly. And the state, I think, and I'd have to revamp on this because it's been 3 years now, decided to send us that check for that amount of money as a separate check into its own fund instead of sending it to us with the rest of the money. It's actually a separate check.
I believe that's correct.
So those were the, that's what I was, when I was talking about the conditions I'm having, because I know according to infrastructure includes things, but guaranteed, if you ever want this public, and this is a public view thing, to vote to increase a sales tax, you got to live up to what you told them last time. And if they think you're spending this money cleaning the ditch out in Tombstone Canyon and then not getting a road paved that should be paved, they probably won't let you vote for more or give you more money. That's my opinion. I'm not saying right, wrong, different. I'm just saying I see that. We all sat down when we first started this committee. The mayor was on it. We had an issue with McNeish and the drainage and having to redo the grading. We said, we can't use this money for that. We can use HERF funds, but we can't use this money. This is only to lay down pavement. We couldn't even put a new curbing up or use it for any of that. It wasn't allowed, supposedly. And even the mayor, who wasn't the mayor at the time, made the statement, there's laws and regulations that say we can't use it for certain things, which is, I think, what he wants to see. And I'd like to re-see that, because I voted it, the proposition I voted and sold to the people as part of the election campaign was one where this 1% sales tax was additional money we were asking for because the HERF funds didn't support repaving streets that need to be fixed. That money was to fix damaged roads. So yeah, and now it's being combined in here all together. You know, it's basically commingling the funds with these other funds, and I'm not so sure that, you know, it could be just fine, but there's no way to determine it from this paperwork, what's getting spent on what. Because you're saying, well, all of these salaries, well, not everything the street department does is repaving the streets. So if they're fixing potholes using the mix, if that has to come out of HERF funds, that's not supposed to come out of the 1% sales tax. At least that's what we were told, that's what we sold to the public. Well, see, so that's an issue.
We're just taking it one.
And that's just public opinion, because if you say we need more money, we'd like you to vote for something, if they think that you weren't being legitimate last time with the money you gave them, they're not going to vote again.
We're taking it just one bite at a time. After Proposition 401 became passed by, okay, that usually gets translated into a bill or something that is then approved by the city council.
It's an ordinance.
I see what the wording of the bill is compared to the wording.
In the city, we have ordinances.
Ordinances, yeah. Right. So after Proposition 410 or 401
400 something,
approved, there would have been an ordinance that was published or written, and that would usually be referred to by a number or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's the information I'm interested in from the mayor and the city council.
Yeah, we can get that.
Good. I'd like to see that. Also, along those same lines, the transfer to the general fund last year was $161,000, and we're on schedule this year to make the transfer to the general fund $100,000. And so I was wondering why we transferred an extra $61,000 to the general fund in fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019, than was budgeted for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020.
What are you referencing?
Well, I have expenditures with comparison to budget for the 12 months ending June 30th, 2019. That's an old one that we got.
It's not on this paper.
No.
No. But I'll show you what I have here. Because this would have been for the end of the fiscal year. And so for the end of the fiscal year, transfer to the general fund, internal services, pardon me, that's the line I'm interested in, is 161,506. And after a quarter of this fiscal year, we have, whatever that phraseology is, internal services of 26,000 for the quarter. So 26 times 4 is 104,000. And yet in 2019, when we weren't shown the figures, it was 160,000. So to me, I'm interested in why we're transferring so much less this year than we did last year when we didn't see the numbers.
I can ask the question.
Yeah. And
that's all you can do to do here.
Thank you.
Yep, I asked for this job. Okay, anything else on the finances, guys? Nobody. Okay, item number 4, old business discussion on Timby Street requirements. On the way that's written on there, I'm going to assume that we're going to discuss what the scope of work is going to require be, and the materials used, and how much the existing structure up there can we use, and what's got to come down. Basically, a lot of survey up there. And also, with the part of the above, on the high side of the street that has no retaining wall. That's a potential disaster in the making right there. And so let's kind of go around, get the direction. Have you been up there yet, Jesus?
I have.
What do you think? Give us your opinion.
I think there's a small section, 35 feet of wall, that's holding up the road that probably needs to have some care to it. Other than that, it could be repaved. I don't see it as being a something that's going to fall down right now. As to the uphill side of the wall, that is not the city's responsibility. That is residents' responsibility. Yes. So we can go. What we can do. There's that one wall that looks like it's falling down, but it's out of rock. And I'm sure we have. I need to verify with our building official. But we'll send them a notice of violation so that they can start taking care of that. And we'll follow that process. But there's a small section towards the large curve there, and I measured it, roughly measured it as about 35 feet that probably needs some reinforcement. Other than that, I don't. There are definitely other places that this looks better than.
Okay, on the Hunt Street side, toward that end, is that what you're talking about?
Actually, the section I'm talking about is kind of right in the middle. So if you're driving Timby, there's the big turn that kind of goes around the hill.
Going down toward Opera.
Yeah, going down towards Opera on the right hand side. There's a 35 foot section.
Sweeping turn.
Yeah, and in the wall is probably maybe 7 feet tall. I mean, it's not even that. It's not even a very tall wall. But because it's holding up the street, we'd still want it. We'd have to get that engineered, but I don't anticipate that being a large problem.
Going to be any utility relocates up there?
No, I don't believe so, because it would be on the downhill. It'd be on the wall side. Actually, I take that back. The water is. I think the water's in the road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the road up.
It's in the road
towards a private property.
Oh, it's on the property side. Yeah, so we'd be on the wall side. So
right.
We should be okay. But obviously, if any work that we did too, we're getting blue stake done. I don't. If we get this engineered, the engineer will definitely look at utilities and make sure there's no conflicts.
Okay. Well, the next question I have is, let's say that on the high side of the wall, everything lets go and causes severe damage to our responsibility, or do we have the right to recourse to the private property owners?
Yes.
To
yes.
Pony up for the damage.
Yes.
Caused?
Yes.
We can make them do it.
Yes.
That would be interesting to see.
Is there still any appetite for making 10B one way after they voted not to make okay one way?
I would anticipate no.
You would.
I probably, unless I was directed to by the city manager, I'm not going to do that.
You would probably, if they were ever want to do that again, it would probably send letters out to those, or put the signs up. They go notice of change.
Well,
if you have, you know, what.
Well, the thing is that report. Since we're talking about Tembe, I'll reference Tembe. The report for Tembe that would come out would be very similar in that it's only giving the facts. It's not giving my opinion. It's giving the ASHTO, and if you remember who with the ASHTO, as giving ASHTO standards, and ASHTO is a organization that's made up of a whole lot of smart engineers, and if you go against what those engineers, professional engineers have come up with, a large group of them, you better have a good reason, you better have a good reason. In addition, I referenced the International Fire Code, again, that was straight fact. It was that if you go against that, you better have a good reason. And so I won't bring that up unless I'm asked to.
Okay, well, down by the, close to the Hunt Street side, did you, or the wall, the lower wall with the vines over, did
yep.
you get to peer in through there?
Well, I tried. I mean, I looked over. I kind of moved them over a little bit. I looked at the wall. The wall seemed to be in very similar shape to the other portions, not the portion that I would reference that needs to be looked at or, you know, have some care taken to it. But it looked like it was in very similar condition, so I was able to seize the interesting use of rebar that what was it, WPA?
No.
their interesting use of rebar as large pieces of metal sticking out, but it looked like it was in decent shape.
Well, yeah, basically, Bisbee, that uptown and old Bisbee that we're familiar with, was begun and in the 20s, one of our original committee members brought in a payable in gold municipal bond for that old Bisbee. It's really, Doug Dunn has got it. I don't know if he's got it in his private collection or not anymore, but he actually brought that in. And it was pretty much completed at the end of World War II. And that's the Bisbee that I'm familiar with, because it was fairly new when I was that little. And it's gone down. So what I'm getting at is all that structure up there and everything is getting close. Everybody knows that it's getting close. And I want to, when we get down to member comments, I'm going to expand a little bit on item 4. So unless anybody's got anything else on Tembe right now,
Let's go to new business.
Speaking of red railings, a lot of that railing on Tempe has been painted red. I was talking to one of the residents on that road, and they said that that was just to sort of alert people that the railing was, you know, tentative or...
No, our code actually says that if the railing or a curb is painted red, you can't park there.
Ah.
It doesn't. Our code does say no parking, which is a little bit against what the MUTCD says. MUTCD says that's a fire lane, which you really don't want to park in a fire lane. But so our code says no parking if it's red.
So did you notice that red paint?
Oh, yeah. Most of it is red.
And that signifies no parking?
Correct.
Okay.
That was done on purpose and not by a citizen.
I hope so. I couldn't necessarily say that.
It seemed consistent with the road usage, the railing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's like two spots on Tembe that where people can park. Park. I shouldn't say can park because I wrote a report that says you shouldn't park there, but there's like two places that people parallel park on the road.
And one of those parking spaces is there's a Miata, a red Miata in there that looks like it's been abandoned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I noticed the registration had expired on the 30th of September.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, been there a year and never moved.
Okay. I'll take a look. I'll look into
it. I didn't feel like it was my job to call that one in.
Nah. We'll take a look.
All right.
Okay. Any other body else on Tembe? Nobody. Okay, let's go to new business. Discussion on the road pavements assessment training.
Yeah, so, you know, you all are aware that we have, or I work, and I'm going to offer the opportunity. I would like to schedule some training so that we all, any of you have the opportunity to help out and do road assessments, whenever it is, you know, if you say, hey, you know, I got a day or whatever it may be, and you say, hey, I can do some road assessments, just so long as you all, as a committee and our staff are assessing in the same manner. So I was just going to see if there are any days out there. Obviously, we all can't come on the same day because then we have a quorum. But if there are any days that work best so we can maybe get scheduled something.
Okay, well, right now my calendar is open for a while, but it closes real fast. I get a lot of medical appointments up in Tucson, and that takes... can't concentrate on anything else, so right at the moment I've got some time, a couple weeks maybe.
Okay.
I was going to suggest maybe we schedule it as part of one of the committee meetings. It's one of our regular meetings, unless there's more of a hurry to...
I'd like to get going, but I mean, we can do that. No, we can do a training, just make it as that, so we can do it all in one thing. One shot. I probably will have my staff trained before then, but we'll do the same training. So does that sound like a plan then? Our next meeting, we can have that as an agenda item?
Sure. Yeah, I'm also, kind of available Tuesday or half a day Wednesday.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So agenda,
I'm pretty much open during business hours. I can make time on.
You said Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday for me would be okay, probably.
Okay. So what I'll do is when I do our training for staff, I'll do them either a Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll inform you all, and then we'll still keep this as an agenda item so for the next time, so that we can go through that, and if we can get that going, we can start our assessments, and we can get moving.
Yeah, let me know on those days because I can do Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea, Mike. We'd have to do it on a weekend.
So on this assessment, if you all have an opportunity, you wanted to do it on a weekend or weekday or whatever, you know, we can get together and we'll say, okay, here's a list of segments, roads. I can either show you, we can either sign you up as an iWork user so you can do it on your phone. Or I can give you sheets of paper, and you can do it on a sheet of paper. If you wanted to do it on a weekend or whatever, we can. That's the point of me I guess even soliciting your guys' help with doing assessments. if you wanted to do it on the weekend, whenever you felt, okay, I can go out. Again, I think I mentioned last time also that the police department has a golf cart that they've generously offered to let us use when we do this. So if you wanted to use a golf cart and just drive around and make a day of it, that'd be...
So in terms of the training, is it something that you need to do out in the field, or is it...
No, it's the iWork has given me some material.
Okay.
And so we can, it's basically a sheet of paper, and it shows you the different types of failures, whether they're longitudinal or horizontal, alligator cracking, all that good stuff. So yeah, we can do that.
I'd like to see you, like, one of the things to re-rate Mant Street.
Yeah, no, that's the point.
Between Cole and Campbell.
That is exactly the point.
We paved it 2 years ago, and there's 4 foot on either side of Bermuda grass completely engulfing.
That is exactly the point. We're going to redo every single road. We're going to do every single road.
That costs $50,000 to pave that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a total waste of money, which is why I spent hours on a work session saying we need to spray before we pave or don't pave it. I can understand not wanting to spray. But we shouldn't be spending $50,000 fixing a road when we know it's going to have grass through it in less than 2 years. That's a ridiculous waste of money. That's just my opinion.
Okay, anything else on the training program? Item number two, discussion and possible approval to decide how the Streets and Infrastructure Committee will want to meet in 2010, and i.e. monthly, quarterly, or every other semi-monthly. So do you require, Mr. Director?
I just want you to, my requirement is that you tell me when you want to meet. I'll be here. I know that Mr. Lepley did reach out to me via email, and his suggestion was bi-monthly. So that was, I know that's what his suggestion was. If you guys want to have your discussion, you guys can. I'll be here as needed. That's
I don't know what if I'm supposed to. Minimum requirement by the charter for how many.
I think it's quarterly. Minimum is quarterly, I believe.
Well, I'm good with once a month, but if somebody wanted to, every other month, that's fine by me.
Well, let's go around the horn here. Lou, how about you?
I'll be here whatever you decide. I'll be good.
Are you one of these unemployed types?
Monica.
Yes.
Okay.
And loving every minute of it.
And me too.
Stevie, how about you?
I like the monthly. It just keeps us up to date, but every other month would also be fine. I don't think quarterly would give us enough time to discuss, and if we needed to carry something over, then you've got this 4 months in between wouldn't work. So you have 2 months at minimum every 2 months.
All right, Larry.
I think monthly is a good idea. I think we're still behind the curve of discovering what kind of ordinance we're operating under and accounting for the differences in the expenses from 2019 to 2020. And I think until we get some answers to some of those questions, we ought to keep meeting monthly.
Okay, well, Mike?
I'd be good with every other month.
Okay, what about you, Frank? You're a busy guy.
Well, I'd be good with every other month, but I do look forward to hearing the updates monthly too. So.
Okay, well, I'll give you my take on it. We should meet depending on the need. There were times when we first got started that we met twice a month because we had a lot of material to go over. A lot of work was getting done. We have a lot of visitors coming from out of town, like Mark Reeder would fly in, land his plane at the airport, attend a meeting, and fly back up to Phoenix. You know, we were that busy. So I have no problem myself with every other month. However, I agree with Mr. Stone that until we get all of this to the committee's satisfaction, and I'm speaking for the chairman right now, I feel that we need to stay on the monthly for now. We get this squared away. like Larry says, I think that we need to meet monthly. And because we're coming into the slow season now, we can get a lot done. I want to you know, we can work it anyways. We're not bound really by rules or anything as far as meetings go. And if the guys on the committee that don't have, that have to get up in the morning and go to work, I hope you guys have enough trust in the chairman and myself and others that don't have to go to work to do the non-quorum work sessions where a lot of material gets covered. We get a lot of things done. And we can't, even though it gets done in the work session, it doesn't get nailed down till it gets to the committee. So nobody's missing out on anything. And the chairman is available. I am available. Anybody wants to come to my house, call me on the phone. I'm there for you. So that's my job up here. So I just kind of, I feel that we should keep it going the way we are right now. And when we get this done, then we can look at other options. I myself, when conditions are favorable, would like to see the area.
You put that as a motion, I'll second that. That's a good idea.
Well,
tentatively set it for monthly, and then if things change, we can do it bi-monthly or quarterly.
Well, again, it's just, let's just do it without the motion.
We have to motion because it's a possible approval. It's got to be a motion. Motion with a second and a vote.
Okay, well, then let's.
Okay, I make a motion that we tentatively set the schedule for monthly with being able to reconsider after everything's handled to maybe bi-monthly or quarterly in the future.
Okay, anybody second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Okay. Everybody?
All right. Favor.
Mike?
Aye.
Aye.
Myself?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Lou can't vote. I vote aye. Motion passed unanimously. That's done. Let's go now around to member comments. We'll invite Lou to make a comment.
I will find out what ordinance you're operating under, and I will push the question about the 160,000 versus the 26,000.
Well, that was just quarterly, so it's going to be 100 versus 160, right?
Okay, can, while we're on this subject, can I suggest that the two of you coordinate together to make sure that there's an exchange of ideas going on, that we don't have to wait until...
I'll contact you before the next meeting.
Okay, that'll be fine. Maybe we'll just put it on the agenda for next meeting anyway. We're on the financial update. That'll just be financial update 2.0. Anyway. All right. Great.
Okay. Steve.
I was going to say something, not grounding.
Oh, well, yeah, I already made the comment about being very careful about roads we pave. If we know there's going to be something destructive that's going to waste them in a couple of years, we probably shouldn't pave them until we can come to some resolution about what to do with it.
Okay, well, on your comment, I have an unofficial, two unofficial test sites, one behind my house, one in front of my house. The test site behind my house is asphalted concrete from KENG. The test site in front of my house is a double chip macadam chip seal from the county. Hazard Street was one of the last streets that the county did for us. And I hate to say this, but I'd have to look it up. I can't remember. It's been 3-4 years. Andy was just starting the paving program. I go back, but Addison Street behind my house has got horizontal cracking. It's got linear cracking. And what I'm getting at, and it's in my opinion, based on my experience, that the pavement was too dry. It was oxidized already and it didn't set up the way I've experienced asphalt to set up. And to me, it's one of these days, now that you've gone to Tempe, come to Abson, take a look and give me your opinion on what you think. What I'm getting at is we need to pay attention to what we're getting out of KNG. Now, the pavement that they did from the hardware store, Bisbee Road Bank, up to the old railroad tracks there is outstanding. That is good work. And it's just where everything clicked together at that particular time. And the chairman and I have been questioning the amount of oil, some audience, and the dryness of the what we're getting from KNG. Just that's, you can make up your own mind about it, but that street behind me, Abson Street, is going to develop alligators before it's 7 years old. And there's little traffic. It's just myself, Salvatore, and the girls down the end of the street, Diane Carvalon. And that's it. There's no, and the mailman. There's no truck, no nothing, no nobody. So, and the subgrade doesn't move. That's carved out of bedrock. So the only reason why that's cracking is the asphalt itself. And so just want to throw that in there so everybody.
I remember my other comment, and that's in search of the wording. You might want to check with the elections department because they probably still have a copy of the actual proposition and the wording of the proposition.
You're talking about 401?
Yeah. Okay. It was 2014. I went down there and actually got the vote count. It was like a 70 some odd percent to 30%.
Okay, so, Mike,
your comment. I had a comment, pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know it's an ordinance in the city of Bisbee that we cannot apply herbicide onto the roads there.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It is not an ordinance.
No, it's not an ordinance. We've settled that a long time
ago. I'm sorry, I wasn't there when we settled that.
And actually, we were in the process of doing a whole bunch. There's a group of people who was fighting it. Said that, well, why don't you let us try to find alternatives? I worked with those people. I lined out the proper scientific protocol for them to be able to do whatever the test they were. They just basically dropped the hook, and then after a year, it was too late to do anything, and now we're in the condition we're in now. That was what my work session said. If we don't pave it, yes, my idea, this is what we agreed to at the work session, was that, okay, we'll give you the chance. Here's a section of sidewalk that's paved the same way the road is, right in front of, across from the Boys and Girls Club. You can try your stuff. The decision at the work session was to then concurrently start a spray program because we know what roads to next year we're going to pave. We can spray them before we pave them because we know where the grass is going to grow to pave them. We decided to do that, and if they came up with something that worked that was natural and safe, then we would switch to that. But when it got to the council meeting a week later, they did the voting on it, they changed it all around. They go, well, we're going to give you a year to figure out what's it. I'm saying if you don't spray it by this first summer, the Bermuda grass is going to destroy the road by next summer. Well, now we got with Lake Man Street. Look at the 4 feet on the corner of Mance and Briggs is just, for about 20 feet, it's nothing but a grassy, you can golf on it if you want to do it. You can see the asphalt under it, but it's gone.
The committee went over the top. We put on, and Steve gave the demonstration at the time. He was our most knowledgeable on vegetation control person on the committee.
And I hate her.
And he really went out, and we put on a slideshow at the city hall, in the old city hall, had everybody there. We did everything but serve hors d'oeuvres. And it came down to where we told them, if you want a street that lasts 7 years, it's your money, don't complain when it's gone. We're trying to deliver you a street that lasts for 20 years with the proper maintenance.
I was saying, no, 2 years.
And they couldn't accept that. They would prefer to have a 7-year service life street and no spring.
And then there'll be the first spring.
We kind of came to a happy medium to where could use a pre-emergent.
Pre-emergent.
Okay, and that's kind of, I think, where we are now, is this?
No, we're not doing anything.
You're not doing any pre-emergents now?
No, we're getting too much into a conversation. It should be comments.
Sorry. Well, maybe next on the agenda item for next month's meeting, we could put down
discussion on this. We could
discussion on
absolutely
weed control.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Integrated pest management.
Okay, well, now it's my turn. My discussion is the requirement is we're going to go back up to Timby Street. Timby Street is atypical of what problems are going to come to the forefront when we get up to Old Bisbee and start working. And long story short, I don't think we got the money in the bank right now to do Timby if we had to. And so basically, we need funding. We need it bad. And we need to have a almost a Manhattan Project style program to get funding. You know somebody, call them, talk to them. Anybody, everybody. And because we just. Are not, I don't see us having the money year to year that we're going to need up there in Old Bisbee. So we're going to have to get it somewhere, you guys. And if we have to make a public announcement and say everybody start applying for grants, I don't know. But I'm just going to say that we need
Friends
funding.
Friends of Bisbee Streets.
And I've got one more year left on this committee, and I'd like to see us up there in the cut in Old Bisbee with enough money to pay for what we want to do. That's one of my pipe dreams. That's the end of my discussion on that. Anybody got anything on that?
We should just be a comment. So.
Can't comment on the comment.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I never claimed to be a part of interior. Okay. I'm a welder slash mechanic. That's my job description. Okay. Anything left?
We got these two gentlemen if they have comments.
Yeah, I didn't have any comments.
I'd ask
you. Any further comments? Okay. Yeah, you had asked me and then
Frank.
The only additional comment I wanted to make is that the city has been real good about working with us, as I've mentioned in the past, about getting some of these water line projects done before the paving takes place. In addition to that, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality has had a real hard time understanding how difficult it is to lay water main in some of these smaller roadways. So our project engineer has finally created an opportunity for ADEQ's engineers to come down and take a look at what we're up against. And I think they'll have a better idea of just how difficult it is to apply what you can apply in the bigger cities when you have a 10-foot roadway. And the sewer and all the partitions have to be. So we're excited as a company to be able to host that, and we're looking forward to ADEQ coming down within the next couple of weeks.
You guys come from Phoenix, right?
Yep. Some Tucson, I believe. Me, but, I believe a couple of the civil engineers are out of Tucson, so we're looking forward to them coming down, and it's going to be nice. Everything looks flat on Google Earth. But when you get here, you realize there are percentage grades. So that's the only comment I have.
Can we get a discussion of that on next month's agenda?
Yeah. You know? Yes.
Great.
this time. I can't see the clock. There's too much glare on it.
6:32. The next meeting is the 13th.
Okay, anyone want to make a motion to close the meeting?
I'll make a motion to close the meeting after one more little thing. It's the next meeting is actually the 13th of next month because of the holidays, the third Thursday, not the fourth. Whatever the third Thursday is. But the fourth Thursday is Thanksgiving. No, man. Yeah, double check.
Might not be able to make that one.
Yeah, you gotta do it yet, because it's like the 13th. Left my phone in my car, it's on it. It's not the 13th.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Oh, you